Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 225. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. It's Friday, which means it's empty the tank day. We have a barrage of apps we're going to send your way. Maybe you have not heard of some of these apps. You can install them on your phones, and they will help you live a better life, which is what we're all about. Let me introduce the co-host, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Here we go, Steve. I'm getting ready.
That's right. I remember last week, Dorst, when we started Empty the Tank Day, Dorst started stretching, doing some calisthenics and like getting ready. And,
well, Jeff kind of challenged me. Yeah. I mean, I got to accept that.
Yeah, man. I could see. Well, you took him down. If there was a match there, you won. And also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. The best redirect on the internet. What's up, Eric?
Good afternoon, Steves. I just got to say, my first house, the street number was 225, just as the show number is. So this means nothing.
No, that's gives this show like a nice warm feeling, I think. Anyway. All right, why don't you start us off, Eric?
Okay.
Good afternoon. Start us off, Eric.
Can I talk the same time you do twice?
I feel like we're on regular phone line.
See?
Yeah.
Excitement, man. That's all. I can't stop.
All right. Well, why don't you go ahead, let out your excitement and empty your tank.
All right. Yeah, I got a couple apps today. Julian Overall, he was the one who had, I got to give him some props. He helped me out with that Cuppa 101. CUPPA 101 app we had sometime last week.
Yeah.
And that was an app about coffee and how to, you know what kind of coffee to drink. So he reached out again with the sort of the T version of that. And I think I may have not given you the right.
Is it Perfect Brew Tea Timer?
It is. That's Perfect right, Brew then. Tea Timer. And this, I wouldn't say this is, and it's not by the same maker. It's got a similar look to it. It's a very classy looking thing. But what it is actually a tea timer along with it. So you first open the app and you get to pick what kind of tea you're going to make. Like my personal favorite tea is Earl Grey. So if I hit Earl Grey, a 4-minute timer comes up. Right above that is an info where you can learn all about Earl Grey tea. It's got a distinctive smoky flavor and because it's got the rind of the bergamot orange. But it tells you how hot your water should be in Celsius, unfortunately. But
does it when you hit that info button, does the 4 minutes go so you basically can read about this while you're waiting?
You could, yeah. You can hit start the timer. You can add or subtract time from it. Basically, what you do is when you want to start the timer, you take it shows a cup and then it shows a little tea bag on the cup. You drag the tea bag down into the cup and that starts the timer. And yes, while it's doing the timer, you can then read about the different kinds. Lots of different kinds of teas in here. Stuff I didn't know was a tea. I've had herbal teas where some of them are like flowers and things like that. But even at the bottom, there's one called cannabis. Interestingly enough, if you were to some cannabis, it takes 17 minutes and 30 seconds of steeping to make it work. But I haven't read up on why or anything like that on that on too many of them. Yeah, there's a lot more tea here than I expected.
So, are you a big tea drinker?
I drink more coffee than I do tea, but I do drink tea probably 3 times a week, maybe. That's something cool. Like that.
Do you ever have sleepy time?
Yeah, I've had that. Yeah,
chamomile.
Yeah,
like that.
Chamomile's good. I like some of the herbal teas. I really like Earl Grey, and I really like chai tea. Like chai tea lattes. That if I ever go to a Starbucks, that's what I get, as a chai tea latte.
Well, oh, yeah, Eric,
talking about them.
I have to ask you, do you like Earl Grey tea because it was Picard's drink of choice on Star Trek: The Next Generation.
No, I didn't even know that.
Earl Grey, hot. And you know the.
I've heard that saying before. I didn't know that that's where it came from. But No, I when I worked for UPM Raflatac, which is a company from Finland, they gave there's something about hydration in Finland. They gave us all kinds of teas to drink while we were working. And then also like hot chocolate, unlimited coffee and stuff like that.
Caffeine.
You worked in Finland?
No, I worked here for a Finnish company.
And what was the name of them?
It's called UPM Raflatac.
What did they do?
It's a paper mill that we made sticky paper, huge rolls of it.
Okay. Another one of Eric's interesting jobs.
Yeah. I've mentioned it before. I don't know if I've mentioned the name of the place before, just because it's a weird name, maybe.
Yeah, you have mentioned the people you worked with there before. I will say I would drink a lot of tea, but if I drink it more than two times a week or so, I'll develop kidney stones. So I can't drink tea, but I know the diversity of tea is insane because it's like one of the oldest beverages besides straight water in the world. So there's all kinds of regional types of tea. And the potency level is different. And yeah, how you steep it is always, for each tea, unique and different.
Mm-hmm.
Tea makes me feel weird. Like, I can't even drink Sleepy Time before I go to bed because I get weird dreams. So, yeah, it's just, tea never really, like, just makes me feel, like, soothed and calm. I always feel weird when I drink it. So, that's why I stopped drinking it.
Well, I will say tea, naturally, I know for a fact, I'll pipe up this time, I guess, that there's two types of drugs in tea. Literally. There's the caffeine aspect of it, but there's also a sedative aspect to it as well. So it can literally pep you up and keep you straight and, I don't want to say calm down, but level-headed. So that's why, like, tea during the middle of the day doesn't make you go all crazy.
Gotcha.
Have you guys ever tried Earl Grey?
I think I have, yeah.
I tried Sarah Silverman. No, wait, no. Sorry. No, I have not tried Earl Grey because I was not ever educated in tea when I was younger. I just drank what I come to find out is, I want to say
Lipton.
Well, yeah, but it's a Pico Orange or type of tea.
Yeah, I've had that. All right. Well, let's move on soon because this is going to be the longest Empty the Tank episode ever. This is disc golf material.
Okay.
Territory. Moving on. Disc golf territory. That's going to be like the name. That's going to be our thing. I'm just going to say disc golf
and we go disc golf and then we know.
Yeah.
That's
cool. Go ahead, Eric. What else you got there in the teapot?
This is a beta app that I was invited to the beta of from Mighty Text. Mighty Text is the app that would send text messages to your PC screen. When your phone was in your pocket, you could see when you got a text message.
Right.
This is a new app by these guys called Simply Text SMS text messaging.
Ooh.
And it doesn't, I don't see the integration like Mighty Text had, but I am starting to use it and I like it better than the stock messaging app that I've had on my phone previously.
Is there any reason why this would be better than Handsent?
And I haven't used Handsent, so I don't know. It's a really nice, clean interface. I don't know. Maybe anything's better than the stock messaging app, and that's why I dig it. But
I'm going to try it right now because I'm interested. I'm looking for new messaging apps. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
There were a couple of things that I did turn off. It had a notification, a persistent notification. That when you opened up your notifications, it would show the most three frequently texted people just sitting there real quick, easy access to from your notification screen without even having to open the app. I didn't care for that. You know, I don't like cluttering up my notifications. So I turned, you know, it was easy enough to turn that off. And it also had a notification in the notification bar too, persistent that I turned off as well.
Huh.
But I haven't used it a ton, but I'm going
to like it, Eric.
Yeah,
I'm actually using it right now as you're talking, and very clean, very nice. I like it.
Yeah, it's hard to innovate on 20-year-old technology, I'll say. But I will say this company has a track record, so I would think that they would keep tweaking this app. One of the options that I don't know if it's a good option or not, they literally, in their feature list, they offer different types of fonts. To some people, that might be the kicker that pushes them over the edge.
Could be. You guys ever grab somebody's phone or somebody show you their phone and they've got just like some strange Comic Sans font across the whole interface?
Weird fonts, yes, but I can't identify fonts, Eric.
Comic Sans is the worst.
I'm like, how can you even look at your phone without throwing it with the writing like that? The clock and everything's just messed up.
I hear you. Cool, man. I'm eager to try this out. So, bring it on.
Yeah, I'll text you if you want to really try it out.
I mean, it already imported all my other text. It's going. Right. Yeah, and I set it as my default. I'll let you know.
Cool. I think this will be my last one for the tank. This is called Contacts Optimizer.
Ooh.
By Compulsion Labs. My ROM didn't come with any kind of a stock contacts app built into it. So I, usually you'll have contacts there and you can just, go through them or edit them or whatever. So I was looking for something to replace it and I came across this, which I thought would, but it didn't. What it did though is it basically it'll scan through all of your contacts. Cause sometimes when you got your Google Plus, those people get thrown into your contacts.
Yeah.
You may not want 800 people in your contacts list just because they're friends with you on Google Plus. So, if or that
your
happened
Gmail,
to you,
all your Gmail contacts, like from emails.
Yeah. If that happened to you, this is an easy way to delete them out of your contacts.
Uh-huh.
And also it'll go through and find any duplicates, that you may have. That need combined or, condensed into one person. If you got like three of the same person in there,
yeah,
that happens also.
That so alone is gold.
Yeah. And I have to say I used it and it worked well. I cleaned up my contacts. There are some more deduplication things that I haven't went through I've got to let it do the obvious ones. Yeah, this is definitely the same thing. Combine them. There, it does some other scans where it will see, maybe it could be, but you go ahead and, you tell, those are definitely the same people. Go ahead and combine them.
Hmm.
One thing I just went through and erased probably 70 people. It was like unknown person, but it had a name. I don't know. I don't know. It was like maybe unknown or something like that. Their name was in the wrong spot, I guess, or something in the contact thing.
I would guess that came from a Microsoft-based system because I wouldn't expect them to adhere to standards.
And that's very possible because I do have Exchange on my phone and all those contacts are in there too. Yeah. It's very possible.
Dude, that's cool. Yeah, I'm just using people for mine. But again, like texting, I'm always open for a new contact app.
Oh, yeah.
So People is your contact app?
Yeah. People. Regular old people.
Yeah, that's the one here. That came with the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like,
I'm surprised you don't have it. I thought it was like a standard Google thing.
Well, on half the ROMs I load, I would see contacts, and half the ROMs I would load, I would see people.
You know what? I do have people.
Well, because here's the gimmick. And literally, Eric, I had to sit down and figure this out because that same thing happened to me one time. If you open up contacts, that is one. There's basically three interfaces on your contacts typically. One is favorites, one is people, and I can't remember what the third one is, but people just defaults you to that second tab. So some developers say we're going to use people and go to that second tab. Some of them load contacts and they load to that first tab.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I gotcha. I know what you're saying now. All right. Yeah. So the ones that I, and there's more in here, I guess I got to do some more cleaning up, but ones that say unknown and no name, this will help you clean those up.
Oh, I see what you mean too.
Do you have any of those in your people?
I'm not sure.
Oh no. I just know I need help deduplication because I have 3 Google accounts and then I still have other services, I guess, Google Plus and other stuff, putting stuff in my contacts. So I definitely need cleaning up. What I hope is that when it does the deduplication, it gives me a little bit of a choice and options because I would want this one Gmail account to be my standard and the other ones, if it's in there, delete it.
Well, Compelson might do that for you. Awesome, dude. Good one, Eric.
Thanks, man. That's all for my tank today.
It's a good tank. It's just, you were like the appetizer for Dora's main course. All right, well, Dora, what do you got for us this week?
This is like an Italian dinner, I guess, because there's going to be multiple courses. Friday for me might turn into the game dump day. I will warn people of that. This first game is called, and the name of the game I literally had to read like 10 times, but it's by SNK. If you've never heard of SNK, you haven't played a lot of games in your life. I'll just say that.
Baseball Stars, baby.
Yeah, they've been around for 30 plus years. The name of this app is The Rhythm of Fighters. Okay. This is a side view Mortal Kombat Street Fighter-esque view of fighting, but it's a rhythm based game. There's a big circle on the screen and sometimes you have to tap, sometimes you have to hold, sometimes you have to swipe. There's different things you have to do based on what kind of icon pops up, and it's a very timed based rhythm game. I love the graphics. In this game, to me, the graphics are perfect in the sense of speed and arcadiness looking to them.
Yeah, really cool graphics.
Yeah.
Well, be careful when you start the video, man. I'm about scared the crap out of me. It starts with this big, loud explosion.
Really? Yeah. It's definitely a little loud.
Are you... Are you able to do better on this one than the last rhythm-based game that you brought?
Yes. Yes. The up, down, left, right. I still can't do nothing on that one. This one,
it's
I
was able either. To beat people. Dude, it's your phone. No. That game is nothing like Flappy Bird. Dude, I played it. It's the easiest game.
On my Moto X, Steve, I am your true stereotypical, traditional, white, non-rhythm-based fella. It's only a 1, 2, 3, 4. It's not anything complicated, but know, that man, alone stammers my psyche.
As Dora, I was playing it, I it was really hard for me to do bad. I really think it's still your phone.
I'm with you. I tried it myself too, and I got to 2 just like you did. I even owned a drum set for a short time.
Damn, guys, I got to see this in person. I can't believe it.
Well, but come anyway. To Grand.
Come north.
Rapids, we'll meet you in the Falls. Middle. Yeah. Okay, next game. It's a little bit difficult to pronounce. It's by Doragon Entertainment, and it's called Super Pixelander. This is a endless type game, kind of a hybrid between Moonlander, the old classic game, and Asteroids. I'll say that. Super retro graphics, but they literally kick it up a notch in a unique way. You have to see a video of this, which is not in the Google Play Store. If you just YouTube search super and then all one word Pixelander, really fun game. You basically tap the screen to shoot your jetpack. Don't tap the screen to fall. Tilt the phone side to side to turn, and you have to basically collect gems and avoid obstacles and enemies and lasers and black holes and everything else happening on the screen at the same time. It's a quote unquote endless game, which I have mixed feelings about. But it was kind of fun, kind of annoying, kind of hard, but kind of fun.
Hmm. I've never played Moonlander. I thought you meant Moon Patrol at first, but
no, the old Moonlander. But yeah, okay. And I forgot to say, The Rhythm of the Fighters is a 99-cent game. This is a free game.
Sweet. Yeah, the graphics on this one are very pixely.
Quite.
Hence the name.
Right. This next one, there's no possible way for me to, I think, accurately describe what can be seen in the video. Okay? This is a $2.99 game. I think it's a little bit expensive for what you get, but it's unique enough I had to mention it. It's called, I think it's called Bleak. B-L-E-K. It's by Kunabi Brother. Okay. The only way I can explain this game, it's kind of like if you push a slinky down the step, the first step you got to help it along, but then you let go and then it follows the same path. In this game, you cannot touch black. You can only touch colors, and you are supposed to draw with your finger a basic design, let go of your finger, and then it endlessly repeats what you just drew. So your goal is to look at the screen, design a pattern in the screen that's a repeating pattern. You draw it once, then you let it go, and then it maneuvers around the screen, picking up all the colored dots. Very, very inventive game, I'll say.
Really cool.
Wow. This guy makes the video. The guy makes it look so easy. You can just tell that it's not easy.
Exactly. That's the thing. Because there is no right way and wrong way. There's either a way that works or doesn't work. And the only question is, can you figure out one of the ways that it can work?
Seems like we had an app similar to this before.
I'm not going to say we have or haven't, Eric. I just know when I saw this one, it immediately grabbed my eye.
I don't remember anything like this, Eric.
Really cool.
Okay. Yeah, dude. Can't wait to try this one out.
Yeah, $2.99. Watch the videos, see if it interests you. If it interests you, I guarantee you, you're going to have fun with it.
Yeah.
Okay, next game. This is kind of a shout out to Ellis and Jeff Owens, two of our Midwestern folk fellows, watcher participants, bros. This is called Indy 500 R Arcade Racing. This is a officially licensed Indianapolis Motor Speedway game. I'll say that.
Sweet.
Yeah. The fluidity, which I know is not a real word, was awesome. This is a $2.29 game. How fluid this game was literally had me, like, my mouth agape. I was in shock. And I tried to show my son and how impressed I was by it. And apparently he likes, I don't know, Minecraft. This didn't impress him. He was like, oh, you're driving. Huh. Cool. Wait, you just drive around in a circle? Yes. Oh. You don't shoot? You're
like, but look how smooth the animation is, son.
I know. He's like, you don't shoot? Can you craft? No, you're not. No. Now, this says it has multiplayer. I did not get a chance to play with it, but I'm almost positive there's not actual quote unquote online multiplayer. I believe they might have like local Wi-Fi multiplayer, maybe, but it's really nothing more than probably just challenging your time versus someone else's time with like a shadow racer kind of thing.
How's the steering? Do you move the device with your tilt then?
Either or. It does give you the option. I am not a fan of driving steering games, even though logically I think it's very easy for me to turn a exact amount. You know what I mean? But I don't. I suck at it. So I still option for the hand control, you know, left, right.
It's odd that it's the official sanctioned game, but they don't have sponsors really on the cars.
Well,
I was kind of looking through for the Menards car.
Sponsor the cars, not the Indianapolis Speedway, I guess. I don't know.
That's always one way to make money, so you don't have to charge anybody $2.99 for it.
Yeah, well,
or $2.29.
They would still charge
good
money
point, for it. Good point.
Okay, this one, I swore when I saw it, Eric might think we had a game like this before in the past, but I can assure you we did not. But I thought Eric would find it really interesting. But I played this thing, Eric. This game is hard, okay?
Oh, this, yeah.
This is called Lost Toys. A, they're not lost. They're right on the screen. B, they're not toys in reality. They're part of a child's, what's it called when they like
mobile.
Mobile. I don't consider a mobile a toy. Okay. But now that that's out of the way, Lost Toys, $2.99. Beautiful game and very dynamically easy yet complex games. Basically, you're presented with a mixed up, jumbled up toy. There's a number of axes, whatever, on the toy where you can literally twist it, turn it, pivot it kind of thing, and maneuver where pieces are in relation to other pieces. So it's literally like a 3D jigsaw puzzle. Rubik's Cube-esque is the best way I can put it.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
But not as hard as the Rubik's Cube, of course. But still, really, I think, smart. The way you can change the view of the toy helped a lot in understanding which way you had to maneuver the pieces. And when you complete the puzzle, the toy basically transforms from what looks like stone gray into a full color representation of the toy kind of thing. Really pretty game. Really fluid game. Game that requires brain cells to, you know, stop and think, though.
Does, a little creepy, it, actually.
Does it give you an idea of what it is supposed to look like? Or do you just have to keep fiddling with it till you get to where you think it, or till it's right?
I don't remember ever seeing a preview of what the final looked like. But typically, okay, early on, it was kind of obvious what it was early. But when you progressed in the game, you literally had to play with it a little bit. And then you would figure out, oh, that's a wheel. Or, oh, that's a propeller, you know, kind of thing. And it would start to make sense.
This game looks like something you'd find on Humble Bundle. You know,
yeah.
It's got that kind of look to it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm going to bring this game as well. Knucklehead Tech. This game might be more painful for you to deal with than that Moto X, okay? If anyone thought Flappy Bird was annoyingly difficult, no. Because really, that was just the just pipes. That's all it is just pipes. That's it. This is a much more difficult and confusing at the same time. This is called Let It Goat. Let It Goat. Goat. Okay.
It's a sheep. Oh, that's a good one.
It's, yeah, sheep are bah. I kind of, you know, yeah. I'm not getting into why I know the difference. I beg people to look at YouTube videos, just youtube.com, Let It Goat Android, and just watch videos. This game is so frigging hard and ridiculous. The stupid thing, I love the graphics, basic, simple, quick, plain. Like, as soon as you start, you can, I think it is, you can koala power up. Okay. A koala is, you're standing on a koala bear, dangling like a hot dog in front of it, riding it. Okay. It's basically like an extra life. So when you first mess up, the koala takes the damage and you keep on going. So it's like you get a bonus life. But it's,
all right, so it seems like the trend now is difficult games. Is that the new thing?
I'm starting to think that, because this is crazy difficult. It's free, by the way. It's really hard. All you do is jump, but there are literally parts of the game where there's spikes. If you hit a wall, even if it's only one like block high, if you hit that wall, you instantaneously die. Zombie hands come out of the ground and like suck you down. This is, and there's all kinds of power-ups, but you have to get to the power-ups to use them. Whoever was on this game, whoever designed this game, had mental issues. I will throw that out there. But it is kind of fun. I will say that.
So this is going to be the cult internet hit the next one than where Flappy Birds.
It should be just because it's goats. And right now, goats are hot.
Yeah, they make lots of weird noises on YouTube. Said
that. Now somebody's gonna take that context.
Door, come on, we gotta leave the petting zoo. Come on, Door. Okay,
switching gears. This is a game again. This might be the most annoying game Steve C could have ever dreamt up. He could have all kinds of hot chai, caramel, whatever it is, tea before bed. He couldn't even have dreamed this up. Okay. This is a game based on unlocking your phone. Okay. There's basically three different types of games, and you can throw random mode in there, which is all three combined kind of thing. Every game is based on ways to unlock your phone. Like there's a ring in the middle of the ring is your button. And then on the edge of the ring, someplace there's your target. So you got to tap and hold and take it out to the target. And then as soon as you do, the target moves and you do it again. Target moves, you do it again. Target moves, you do it again. Or there's the combination block. Like there's 9 buttons and then it tells you what you have to hit and what you have to hit next. And your goal is to do all of this as fast as possible. So quite literally, you know, the third and then the eighth might be lit. You got to go 3, 8, 5, 4, 3, 4, 4. And you got to do it as fast as you can. And then the third one is a pattern unlock that shows you the starting point and the pattern. And this is basically a game that exercises your unlockability thing. That's the only way I can explain this. Somebody out there would love this game.
This game is the best. I absolutely love it.
I like it too. Because I like it because I'm not unlocking my screen. I'm just playing a game.
Right. Yeah. Inventive enough. This is why I had to bring that game. Props. Okay. Unlock dash the game by Simply Cock. Oh, sorry. Simply Coke, maybe. K-O-K.
Digress. No, it might be Simply Cock.
Digress.
Simply K-O-K.
Okay.
You know what, though? Let me just say. What made me want to play this game the most is watching the video.
Yeah.
And I felt like I could do better than that guy.
That guy pwned it.
Really? No. Oh, no. There ain't no way you could do better than that guy.
Really?
Just
that's number? What made me want. That's what made me want to play the game. I thought he was slow.
Oh no, man. That guy was a Terminator.
I'm the guy who, when the light turns green, I'm always the first to go. I have lightning quick reflexes. All right.
The part in the video that got me was the number unlock. There's no numbers.
Right.
That's going to be tough for me.
Yeah.
Good point.
I just cannot emphasize enough. Uniqueness. Who in the hell thought of this game deserves a surf and turf dinner? Because this is a
Simply K-O-K.
Right. Yes. Thank you. Almost genius idea. That's all I'll say. Once again, you want difficult, Steve? You want difficult? You haven't seen difficult. You can't handle difficult, okay? This game might be the hardest frigging thing I can't even barely follow watching the game on videos. I went to YouTube and watched videos. I can barely keep up watching them, much less playing these. This is so unbelievably difficult. But it doesn't look it. It really doesn't look difficult at first glance, but trust me, okay? It's called Wave Wave by Noodle Cake Studio, who apparently Noodle Cake Studio alone this week literally put out like 6 games. Okay, they're all over the place. Yeah. This is a super dynamically beautiful game. We're dark foreground, light background. You tap the button to change your angle from up and right and down and left. And you're always moving to the right. I'm sorry. So it's always up and right or down and right, up and right, down and right. And your goal is to basically go through a path. This path moves really quick, randomly changes widths, and then you can add in a bit of randomness where the whole screen will spin. This is super difficult. I'm thinking this is the kind of game I'll compare this game to golf. If I go play a 9 holes of golf completely sober, I'm bad. But if you give me 2 beers, I'm actually not that bad. But if you give me 4 beers, I again suck. Something tells me if you give me like 2 beers, I could maybe do really good at this game.
I'd like to see the scientific experiment that documents that.
I don't know. This, man, this game just is so difficult.
I want to the video looks insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's, I would see that video. There's no way I would ever install that.
Oh. I want to. Okay. This is a $1.99 game. I am so tempted, and there's no in-app purchases, so tempted to buy this game and quite literally lock out every other app on my son's tablet except this game and see him muscle through it. See if he'll actually sit down and push through the game.
Now, this game would be great to just, if you could just watch a demo over and over again of the game, like playing itself,
right,
like on Chromecast on a 50-inch TV in a dark room. That would be great.
Right. Well, Scott Lethal Gorman, I want to say today, posted a picture from, he has, I'm 99% sure, Nexus 5, and he got Mirrorcast, which I believe is now a in feature in Android L, where he can hit a button on his phone and it will mirror his screen to the television set. So dare I say, this is the kind of game I could see somebody playing and multiple people just sitting around, like giggling, laughing hysterically at how insane this game is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Good game. I'm coming by third, Steve. This game, everyone has had to hear of this game at least, okay? This is by Beam Dog, so I'm not sure of its genuosity-ness thing. I'm not sure how
legit. That's definitely a word.
I'm not sure.
$10, I would hope.
I'm not sure how legit this is, but yes, it's $10 and offers in-app purchases, so I gotta believe there's some legitimateness to this, because it's been around at least a little while, over 6,000 reviews, over 10,000 installs. That's a lot for a $10 game, okay? $9.99. It's called Baldur's Gate Enhanced Edition. This is not phone-friendly. That's all I got to say. If you have this on a phone, everything would be so small, I don't see how you could read the screen. If you're a fan of Baldur's Gate, I cannot encourage you enough. Download this
the
game.
Graphics are...
Yeah. Good.
Whoa.
Yeah, download this game and I'll talk to you in like a month. Because something tells me this game would suck time away.
I've never played Baldur's Gate of any edition.
I think I played it a few times.
Yeah, I played one of the first ones. And it was cool. Yeah, I think so. It was like Diablo, only mostly above ground. You know, it was cool. Okay. This one, Eric, I had to bring because I think it was you that mentioned the game Lemmings before. This is one of those games, really, really, really good looking and very interesting dynamics happening in the game. This game I was...
Ooh, and there's dubstep.
And I knew Eric would love the music. It's called Kiwanuka. Kiwanuka. $1.99 game. This is a game where you're like a wizard with your pack with you. They basically follow your every step and command, and you can convert them into ladders and bridges. You can convert these people into ladders and bridges with your wand. It's Lemmings, basically, but still, it's really unique. So
yeah, it is.
Yeah, so I thought it was cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of... Well, I think what brought up Lemmings was that really dark game where you're like a little round chainsaw looking guy, and then different parts you'd pick up extra guys that would follow you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we probably talked about Lemmings, but
yeah. That's what it
this
was.
This is neat.
I love how they got, when they form a bridge, they're like a little chain link.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like ants only people. Yeah, and it's $1.99, not too bad, not too shabby, by Jakel. J-A-K-Y-L. Yeah. And no in-app purchases. So that gets the vote in my book. Okay, this is it. Last app I'm throwing out there. Not a game. It's $0.99 app that emulates the new Android L notification. It's called Heads Up Dash Notifications. If you're super interested in Android L, this is the kind of app that you might really think is really cool. If you're on a device where you're pretty confident you're never going to get Android L, this might be a way you can get some Android L type experiences while still being on gingerbread or ice cream sandwich. I just thought it means well, it's cool. I'm not at all excited by the new notifications.
Just trying to figure out what it does.
You have to jump up to almost a minute in, and basically what it turns into is a annoying thing that's hard to get rid of on the screen. Mm. That's what I gather when I look at it.
If you whitelist an app to be in the notification that allows that app, but you could blacklist other apps to never give you a notification from that, then?
Yeah, it looks like the Android L notification gives you more of a pop-up style interactive thing where if you're listening to music or whatever, instead of seeing the notification across the top, then having to swipe down, it will basically like toast like pop up on your screen. And then I'm hoping fade away in a couple seconds.
I see. Huh. Cool. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things. It's going to be the standard part of Android here soon enough. And here's like a quick early way to experience it without having to install a not even yet alpha version of an operating system.
Gotcha. Sweet. Awesome, Dor.
Thank you.
Nice tank, man.
Yeah.
Extensive.
Well,
and complete.
I'm leaving at least 5 on the floor, but you know, that's okay.
Oh, man. All right. Well, let's say anything we have to say to the people here before we end off the week. Dor, anything you want to say to the folks before we end off?
Yes, but first, Steve, thank you for all your work with this show. Steve's the guy that does all the work regarding this show, getting it produced, getting it out the door.
No. We are all splitting duties.
I'm getting there.
And I'm very happy with how even it is, and we're definitely working it.
You do all the work with the editing and the post and the production and the posting. And I'm going to thank Eric for doing the down and dirty, as I call it, contacting people, trying to get them on the show. That, to me, it's typically a thankless job. That's why I'm trying to thank you for it, sir, because I can't do that kind of stuff.
I love that. I love the guests we're getting. It's really cool. And Dor's handles all the communication, gets that all sorted out. He brings tons of content to the show.
Puts the apps up online for people. I mean, that
in real time. Yeah.
Since we're all just, you know, patting each other on the back. what can we call this around? You know, we get to empty the tank. Now it's a scratch the back.
Pat the back.
Pat the back.
And I want to thank everyone seriously for all the support we get from all the people. The only thing I always ask you people to go to politics.com/Amazon. You guys have done that a lot here. That's ultra thankful. Eric once in a while pulls out to go to iTunes and give us reviews. That is super appreciated. If you can just spread the word about the show, that's maybe the number one thing you can do for the show's longevity.
It's true. Thanks, Dor. Eric, what would you like to say?
I would like to say his last app that he brought. If you watch the video and you go in at 1:52, it not only does it have Pink Floyd for the music, for the notification that they're listening to, but Portal 2 Songs to Test By is also in their music collection. So that was pretty cool. That's all I got. I think I'm a big Portal 2 fan. If there's any, that's where video games begin and end for me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for all the stuff you did this week. Good shows. My name is Steve Cherubino. I do a podcast over at edmr.com. That's EDMMR. And it's basically about electronic dance music. So if you like that kind of stuff, go check it out. It's we're blowing it up pretty big. I mean, we're on SoundCloud now. We're getting lots of plays. It's a really fun time. I started it only 2 months ago, and I'm really enjoying the whole launching a show type deal. So I hope you guys can want to contribute to that and check it out. All right. Anyway, thanks very much, everyone, for listening. Please continue to spread the word on this show, and enjoy your weekend. See you next week.